From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In the wake of U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' admission, he met twice with a Russian ambassador to the U.S. during last year's presidential election and then failed to disclose those talks during a Senate confirmation hearing. Trump administration is dealing with new revelations of previously undisclosed meetings with the ambassador. Russian ambassador met with Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and with since-ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn in December. That happened at President Trump's offices in New York. U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, concluded what he called tough but constructive talks. That in pursuit of a political transition to end Syria's six-year war, de Mistura said the parties had agreed to return later in March.
At the beginning of this period of round of talks, we said that we were not going to expect and we should not expect a breakthrough. This is a war of 6 years where people were not even looking at each other, they were just fighting at each other.
Meanwhile, in Syria, army units are clearing landmines and explosives left behind by Islamic State militants in the historic town of Palmyra after government troops and allied militiamen recaptured it from IS fighters. U.S. warplanes and drones launched a new wave of airstrikes against al-Qaeda terror cells in Yemen this week, part of what is being described as a larger plan to contain something military planners see as a growing threat to the West. Like the initial round of precision airstrikes, targets include fighters, equipment, infrastructure, and heavy weaponry belonging to al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. This is VOA News.